We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top. It said in the Braisa, Kav Hakita, that if you have the shoe that the person was missing the bottom of his leg, he puts it on the stump, the halacha is that could be used for a chalitza shoe. So money, who is that like? Ramei, it's like Rameir, the Tanaim went to the Mishnah, regarding Shabbos, Hakita Yoytzei B'Kav Shaloi. Hakita is allowed to go out with his shoe that's covering his stump because it's considered a shoe. Divrei Ramei holds a kita could go out with a kav because it's considered a nal. Rav Yosi Yosi holds also. So it seems like that this braiso says that a kav a kita can be used as a chalitza shoe. It's going according to Rav Meir who holds that a kav a kita is this kav a kita is called a shoe even though it's made out of eights. It's not made out of leather. It's made out of wood. It's still a wooden clog. It's called a shoe. And Be'etzem, the Gemara could have a raya from other parts of the Braisa that it says that you can use sham, which is cork, or sieve, which is like made out of reeds. You see, he doesn't need leather. Then it says, at the end of the Braisa, Bam Pilios HaBeged, if it's a slipper made out of beged and material, the loch is possible for chalitza. That sounds like Rabbanos, the Rabbanon holds it needs dafka leather. So it's a stira in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, it's a stira, Meneu Bey. There's a stira. That on one hand, it says in the Braisa that a kava kita is good even though it's made out of wood. And shaman siv also, it says it's good. And at the end of the Braisa, it says that pil shabeged is no good. And Be'etzem, Taishonim points out, you could have made the same stira now in Mishnah. Mishnah says pila is no good, which means shabeged. And it still says that it's eights is good with the evid. You could have the same stira. It's a stira in this Braisa. More than a stira in the Braisa. So my answer is, the Sefer Rabbanon, if the Sefer says that Ampil Shabeg is no good, it means it has to be leather. So Reisha Nami Rabbanon. Ah, it says in the Reisha that the Kav Hakita is good, that this wooden clog you wear on the stump is a good for a shoe. Ah, it's made out of wood, not leather. You have to say, Reisha Mechupar, the Reisha is talking about it's covered with R. And Lachar, you have to say that, no one speaks this out, but you have to say Lachar, the Sham and Gemi also, the Sham and Siv, that says the Braisa also was covered with leather. That's what you have to say with Fiyah Bayis Teretz. But Rava's like Teretz anyway. Amale Rava, Aval E Mechupa Or, you tell me what? That if it's not Mechupa Or, it's possible, my possible? Yoch, I'll tell you safe from Pil Shabeged. Why does safe pick a choice from Pil Shabeged? Lift like this will be the day. Medvar Amurim, when do we say the Kav Akita is good, or the Sham and the Siv is good, only Mechupa Or, if it's covered with leather? Aval E Mechupa Or, possible. So if we go on coin two, the Rabbanon should have spoke out Meneu Bey, the Chilik, if it's covered with R or not. Elamarava, the opposite. But the Reisha Rameyer that does not require leather, Sefer Nami Rameyer. Aye, the Sefer says, Ampilo shall beg is no good, why not? You don't need leather. The Mara answers, Hai Megim, Halev Le Megim. Even Rameyer holds, you don't dafka need leather, but it has to be something that could protect the foot. So a piece of wood could protect the foot, or a piece of cork or rubber could protect the foot. Masha Enkein, the Ampilo Shabeged, a slipper made out of cloth or material, will not protect the foot, and therefore it's possible for a chalitza shoe. Zogt Gemara Vayta, Oma Ameima, Hayman de Cholitz, Tzorach Lemitchase Lekari. When you do chalitza, the man has to dig his foot into the ground, and the Yevama comes, picks up the foot, and takes the shoe off. Now, why does he have to do that? Why does he have to dig his foot into the ground? So the Rosh, I'll read you the Lashon of Rosh. The Rosh in Siman Zayin says Pshara's like this. He says, because you want to make sure it looks like you're taking the shoe off, that she's taking the shoe off. The Lashon is like this. Kadeshi Nikar Shatirachas Lachloitz. She's working hard. Lachloitz Minol. The Pa'amim Minol Shalbezdin Godol Midas Ragl. Something's a little big. Venera Kir Itzmael looks to come by itself. Imloish Yutch Ragl Bakar Kamath. Stick his, you know, put his foot on the floor, and this makes it harder for her to get off. Just pick his foot off and take it off. That shows more of a chalitza. Only of Ashila Meimar Vatanya we learned on the Braisa Ben Oimed Ben Yoshev Ben Maita that you could do chalitza savvy as sitting, standing, or leaning. And like Rashi says, if you're leaning, usually you're not pushing your foot into the ground. So Gemara answers, no, you are. Eimav Loilam the Dachas Lakari. Avad, you have to push your foot into the ground in order that the chalitza should be good. Vama Meimar Haiman the Maski Al Lichasa the Kari. There is someone who walks on the top of his foot. Instead of walking on the sole of his foot, of his bottom of his foot, his foot is turned over, and he lands up walking. He has a very bad instep, and he's walking on the top of his leg instead of on the sole. So you take a shoe off your foot. Is that called a chalitza or not? Because you're not taking off ma'al ragla, you're taking off ma'al something that's the top of his foot, that he's walking on top of his foot. So, oh, hi man, the mask, the kari, it's cannot do chalitza. So Rashi asks, how could it be worse than a stump? It says that if a person doesn't have a leg and all he has is the shaykh that's coming out of the knee, so you could do chalitza, take the shoe off that, and that's called a chalitza. So Rashi asks, how could it be worse than that? So Rashi answers, because there you at least have a deris kos of me'al ragloi. There's a special pasuk that says that you could take the shoe off me'al ragloi, above the foot. But this is not me'al ragloi. This is not a regular at all. This is the top of the foot. It's not a regular at all. It's not me'al ragloi. It's not the regular either. And therefore, it's worse. That's how Rashi learns. So Tosfos brings this down and explains this. But he says that the Beis Hanan is a different pshat. The reason why this guy can't do chalitza is because he can't stick. He can't dig his foot into the ground because his foot is upside down. It's hard to stick it in the ground. And Tosfos also brings that from Yishalmi, that this whole way that we're learning till now, that you could do chalitza of the guy with a stump, is not really true. What it means is that even though you kosher, there's a whole different halacha. That halacha is in the Mishnah. It says makuvu lamata means you tie the ritzuos below the knee, but not on top of the knee. But Vada, he says akita cannot do chalitza at all. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit later on a little bit more about that. I'll speak at the Rashi again. But Akapana, what's saying over here, that person who walks on the top of his leg is not going to chalitza. Only we learned that you could use do chalitza with the shoes that are covering the guy's foot who can't walk. And Rashi says he probably has crooked feet, and you could use those shoes, we say, for chalitza. Lav the chalitza for you. I want to do chalitza on that guy who has a crooked foot. Another person who walks regular is using those shoes, v'chalitz, and he's doing chalitza. That's what the braisa means when it says using the smichas haraglayim. It means the shoes of a guy who walks backwards. But Avadi not talking about chalitza on that guy himself. Omar Avashi, l'may dekama ameimar, that ameimar says that a person who walks on the wrong part of his foot, he can't do chalitza. It turns out the lav bar uva chalitz, lav bar kifuf chalitz. Bar uva and bar kifuf were two amaroyim who in Mesechta Moed Katan made Rav Ashi feel bad. Talking about haspedim, they made Rav Ashi feel bad, and because of that, they got a punishment. They started walking funny. So he says those people cannot do chalitza because their foot is turned around. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Send the Mishnah Ma'akuva v'lamata. Send the Mishnah Ma'akuva v'lamata. Is chalitza kshera, makuvah lamayla chalitza psula. So Rashi learns what it means is if a person is missing his foot, but he has something left under his knee, so the shoe on that, you take it off, it's kosher, because ma'al ragla. If it's above the knee, it's possible. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos argues, but let's see what Rashi right now. Raminu, Rashi kasher, it says in the Mishnah, and it's from Darshma Pasuk. In Masechtas Chagiga, that says in the pasuk Shalosh V'Golam Tachli B'Shana Prat L'Bali Kabin, that someone's missing his leg is not mechuyev in Oyle Regel. So what do you see? So you see from here that it's not called a regel, because it says Shalosh V'Golam, and the guy who's missing the bottom foot is not it's not called a regel. It's not called a regel. How do you do chalitza on that? It says me'al ragloi, and therefore it teaches us that here, especially there's a cost, the chalitza works me'al ragloi. Yochel ma'ilam kuvo nami, on top of the knee also. Zok the Gemara, no, me'al v'loy ma'al d'ma'al. It says me'al ragloi v'loy ma'al d'ma'al, the arkuva, the knee is on top of the thing that's on top of the foot. The shin is on top of the foot, and on top of that is the knee. Akparam, so that's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns someone's missing balance foot to do chalitza. It says Shalosh V'Golem, and that said, and we're saying that excluding Bali Kavim, see Bali Kavim, someone who's missing the bottom foot, it's not called a regal. Terah says, here it says Ma'al Ragla. So that's what Rashi learns. Tosfos argues, Mitzvah Mishalmi, he says, there's no tzad you can do chalitza on someone who's missing the bottom of his foot. It just means I'm allowed to tie the strings there. And that's called the chalitza still, because it says Ma'al Ragla. But I'm not talking about a kita. That's how Tosfos learns. Ayin Sham Tosfos V'Maskel Man at the end of Tosfos. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Zog the Gemara Vayit. Omar Rav Papa. Shma Minoa. Hai Istavira. The ankle. Ad Aranachas. It goes straight. The ankle must be all part of the foot. Because if not, Yisak Darko Mifsik Pasik. If he held was a new joint, a new part of the leg, a new bone. Havalei Iu Ma'al. Turns out that there's a regal. Then there's an ankle. The Shoik Ma'al D'Ma'al. And the Shoik is Ma'al D'Ma'al. And we're saying the Shoik, the shin, is Ma'al Ragloi. And not Ma'al D'Ma'al. So it must be the ankle is one bone with the foot. Amar Avashi, it's considered in halacha one bone with the foot. Amar Avashi, no. I feel that if it's a pasuk, even if you say it's considered a separate bone, a separate limb, called v'hadi kara karadami. Anything that works together with the foot is considered the foot, because it's equal with the foot, and therefore, with the regal, and therefore, it is considered all one, and me'al ragloi is the shaykh. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says, ma'akuvo l'mayla, above the knee, is not called me'al ragloi, it's me'al d'mayla, it's not called a regal. It's not called a regal. Moshe Rav Kana, Gemara has a kasha like this. Like, there's a gear say, la'meimra le'ikim regal. You see, it's not called a regal. That the thigh, what we call a thigh, above the knee, is not called a regal. Moshe Rav Kana, it says in the Teicha that the unfortunately, if you do averus, they're going to eat v'shilyusah hayoytz v'ragleha. The mother's going to eat the shilyusah hayoytz v'ragleha, the fetus that comes between her legs. So it comes from upper thighs, and we're calling them v'ragleha. Amabaya, no, I'll tell you pshat. V'shas shikaras leled, when she crouches to give birth, it turns out the baby will be coming between her ankles. Now that's like kavav v'yachasah. Her heels are touching her thighs, and the baby comes out, so the baby's coming taka between her legs, via ledes, and it's ledes. So that's traveling all right. Toshima, it says in the Pasuk about Mipibashis that he was in Avelus because Dovra HaMelech was away, and it says, Mipibashis ben Shaul, Yorad Lekras HaMelech, Vli Osa Raglov, Vli Osa Svamai. And Vli Osa Raglov means that he didn't shave his hair, Shal Besa Erva. Le'osa svame, he didn't shave his mustache. So you say le'osa raglov, and that's only the base of the erva, that's not his bottom of his leg, that's the upper. And it's calling it raglov. And for the Gemara, lishtamalia, you just want to use lishtamalia, more sneezed to galoshin, and that's what it means. Even though it means the sar of a zakar atachton, still we're saying raglov here means, it doesn't really mean raglov, just lishtamalia nakat. But avada, the upper thighs are not called raglov. Tashma, similar raya, v'yava shol l'hosech is raglov. Which Rashi says it means he went to the bathroom Meir Aglaim. Other places Rashi says it means L'gedoylem, but either way, you see L'hasech is Raglov, and that's on the that's upper area. Efmar Lishnamalia, use Lishnamalia. Toshima, Ach Mesech Hu Raglov Acheda Mekir. Talking about when they killed Egloin Melech Moyav, the people outside were waiting, where is he? So one of the guards said he probably went to the bathroom, Acheda Mekira. So upon him, it says Mesechu Raglov again, same raya. And Mar Lishnamalia, you have to say raya again. It said Lahosach is Raglov. Why again saying here? So Machruz Wantana Pshat. Maybe by here to when a goy, by a goy, you wouldn't use Lishnamalia because he's a goy. Tari says no, still use Lishnamalia. The last attempt is a raya. It says by Ya'el, when Ya'el killed Sisera, it says she caused him to become ba on her. And if he got tired, and he killed her, and he killed her, and she got major brachas for this. Like the Pasuk says, Tevorech Menashim Ya'el, Eishes Cheva Kini. Menashim Oyel Tevorech. So it says Bein Ragleha, and Bia is Bein Ragleha, is the upper thighs, not the bottom. And if they were Lishtamalia, again, Lishtamalia used. Once we mention Ya'el, I'm going to say a drasha about that. Amar Rav Yechanan, Sheva Be'ilois Baal Oisei Rasha. Yena Rasha was born her 7 times. We see in the Pasuk the 7 Lashonis. Shenemar says, Baal Oisei Rasha Oisei Yem. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Bein Ragleha, Kara is 1, Nafal is 2, Shachav is 3. Bein Ragleha, Kara is 4, Nafal is 5. Basha Kara Sham is 6. Nafal Shadod is 7. So you see 7 Lashonis of Bia, because he was bought on her 7 times. The way Tosfos learns the Kasha, that good to understand that she did this Avera because she had to save Klal Yisrael. And it could be the Mokam Hatzal's Klal Yisrael is a heter for this Bia. But Lamaisa, how do you say she's so gebenched? Valkamasana Avera, she's being Nena for my Avera. All good of Rasham, a topic of Gimel Beis. It's bad for tzaddikim. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, that Hashem warned Lavan. Hashem alecha, ben tidaber em Yaakov v'toivad ra. So bishlam a ra alachia. We understand you don't do bad thing. El toiv, my loy. Why can't you do toiv? El shmarim not toiv. Vasam shor Rasham rei tzaddikim. The good of Rasham is bad for tzaddikim. So more explains what's pshat. Bishlam a hasam. Bishlam a by Lavan, his tayv is bad for Yaakov. Why? Don't mitkalosh madav es chavim. He's going to mention the shame of his avodah zarah. Rashi says he said lama gunafta es alehay. Elahacha my ra'ika. Which ra happens with a bia of a rasha to tzadekis? And the gemara the kashadi ba zuhuma. The guy is full of this tuma called zuhuma. And she got full of that zuhuma. Darav yechlo mashash ba nachash al chava hit the ba zuhuma. When nachash came a chava, he put it into chava zuhama. Then Yisrael shom the harasina pasuk zomasam. When zeichet to the matan taira, the zomasam stopped. Obviously om the harasina pasuk zomasam. They never stopped the zuhama. And they're full of zuhama. And when he was bought on yal, he filled it up with zuhama. So the toiva is terrible for the tzaddikas. And that's what it means, that Ra Yitzel Tzadikim.